You are here in time for Arts Live and Local. I'm going to play a song that takes me back 5 years, takes a lot of us back 5 years, to a good friend who went into another space, another plane, but remains with many of us. Here's the Brownsmead Flats with a song by Carol Fenton, Porch Swing.
There's a house on a hill with a porch and a swing, and we sit and we watch the world go by. Gentle breeze, restless leaves, eagles fly through the sky, and we sit and we watch the world go by. There's a house on a hill with a porch and a swing, and we sit and we watch the world go by. Now we doze, curled up close, swing and sway, lazy day. And we swing, and we watch the world go by. There's a house on a hill with a porch and a swing, and we sit and we watch the world go by. Scarlet sun, day is done, stars shine bright, fill the night, and we kiss, we have watched the world go by. There's a house on a hill with a porch and a swing, and we sit and we watch the world go by. There's a house on a hill with a porch and a swing, and we sit and we watch the world go by. There's a house,
there's a house
on a hill,
on a hill
with a porch,
with a porch
and a swing,
and a swing,
and we sit
and we sit
and we watch the world go by. There's a house,
there's a house
on a hill,
on a hill
with a porch,
with a porch
and a swing,
and a swing,
and we sit
and we sit
and we watch the world go by. And we sit and we watch will go by. And we sit and we watch the world go by.
Yeah. We sit and we watch the world go by, and we do as much as we can to be in community and make every day precious. And one of the ways to do that, well, that's why you're listening to this show, is through the arts. And a way that's most public, probably, is through music. And I have three people sitting here with me who are making music. One of them is well known to, oh, anybody who listens to this radio station. Did you hear what? I loved it. Albert Smith on his show today said, and Catherine Clare, who must be the busiest person in Clatsop County this weekend.
I know.
We'll be playing at, and it's true because tonight, and I'm going to let Catherine tell you who's playing with her in these various places, but tonight she will be at the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach, which has music practically every night of the week. You were there last night,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah.
Was that good?
The three of
you?
So great.
So
fun.
Good,
so fun.
Good. And then on Saturday morning, she will be at the Performing Arts Center in Long Beach that at 10 o'clock in the morning for a music workshop that sounds terrific. And I just have to read this because I fit all these words in. I have to say them. The first hour will include, okay, folks, get out your
I did rhyme, write this.
This is great. Rhyme, meter, cadence, syntax, metaphor. I'm thinking, is this a grammar lesson or what? And then chord progressions, melody, and harmony. All of the above. That's 1 hour. And is this all levels or should people know how to play?
No, it's all levels. Anyone can join.
Anyone can join. And boy, are you going to pack it in. Bring your tape recorder so you can catch the lesson. And then the second hour is going to be playing music and, quote, workshopping, unquote, the song. What does that mean?
Workshopping, like, with the group of people. So somebody will play the song, or if they're not comfortable performing it, I might play it, or they might just read the lyrics. And then as a group, we'll talk about sort of our reactions to it and make suggestions and ideas. And what did you mean here? Or,
wow.
Yeah. So.
Ooh, this is fabulous. Now, it is a limited number. So if you are interested in this, you better get on it right away. And do I have the phone number here for you? No, I don't.
No, but you can actually email me.
Oh, okay.
Personally, it's probably great to just get in touch with me. And my email is Catherine Clare Arts, KatherineClareArts at Gmail.
Okay, and did you get that? The Catherine is with a Y and the Claire is with an I. So,
and an E.
And an E, right. We're not in Ireland anymore.
No.
So that's the workshop. And then tomorrow night, you are at the Hoffman in Manzanita.
Yes.
Which is a great place to play.
I love it.
And then on Sunday night, you're at the Fort George in Astoria.
Yes.
So no matter where you live, folks, you can catch Catherine in one of her guises. Now, right now with her, she has Ara Lee. Hi, Ara.
Hi.
And this is your first time on the radio?
Yes, it is. On your radio station. On the radio station, it's my first time.
I was wondering, is there another radio
station? The only radio station.
The best radio station in the world.
And Dawn, there you go. Dawn, she's very trainable. I can see that. This is good. Dawn Henson on percussion. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, how are you?
The microphone's way down there.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, nice. Very nice. And Dawn has the most normal name and the least normal presentation.
That is a great.
Why, thank you.
I know.
It's true. Not only his head, but also his instrumentation. And I'm going to let them tell you about it. But first, maybe you want to play something for us.
We would love to. You
know, warn me when you're going to do that, okay? I'll just turn you off. Ara, you're singing backups as well as playing...
A tenor ukulele. Ukulele.
A tenor
is the correct way to say it.
Ukulele. Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. Yeah, we're the town of tenors here. We have a tenor guitar festival here.
Oh, I love tenor guitars. I have a tenor guitar as well.
Oh, good. Well, you'll have to join us then. We'll talk about that later. So this group of three played last night at the Adrift.
Yes, including also a great mandolinist that will be with me for the rest of the weekend, Zach Borden.
Okay.
And he's teaching mandolin lessons via Skype right now, so...
Wow, this is a very busy group.
I know. Everyone's okay. Just working.
Really? So. And then tonight...
Yeah, it'll be the four of us.
Four of you.
Yeah.
And then what about at Fort George?
And then Fort George and also Hoffman Center is just Zach and I.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a question now. Ara, where do you live?
I live in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. Then we really do need to talk about the tenor guitar thing, get you up here for. How about you, Don?
Portland
also.
Yep,
okay. Let's hear a little music, and then we'll talk more about who all of you are and what are you doing in all of these places? Are you because Catherine, for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure there are some of you out there, perhaps in China or somewhere far away,
sure.
Plays all kinds of music, Celtic music, folk music, other folk, and also original tunes as well as children's music. Mm-hmm. Anything I missed in there?
I think you got it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you mostly playing this weekend?
Everything except for the children's music. We're not doing any children's music.
Okay.
But
okay, but she has. She's been on Troll Radio and she's been on Skinamarink, so another time. Okay.
Another time.
What do you got for us?
Well, we're going to do a song called Everyone Goes Home Alone, and it's an original song I wrote. And I think it's kind of fitting with your dedication for today. So
thanks.
You're welcome. One, two, three, four.
Everybody's crying. If you're not crying, then you're crying inside. Bottomless emptiness from which I cannot hide. Butterflies and worn out lights around my head. Daredevils take their turn. Words and the tears we've shed. Everyone goes. Everyone goes home alone. Take her to the edge and let her fall. You may try to turn around. In the end, you hear her call. I am far from your faces, far from the end of this tattered road. Everyone goes. Everyone goes home. Everyone goes. Everyone goes home alone.
my goodness, that is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful song and beautiful presentation. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love the harmony.
Oh.
And Dawn, you were playing
bongos with brushes.
Bongos with brushes. That's
bongos.
That's
our new band name, actually. We're thinking bongos with brushes.
No. It
has
okay.
A ring.
Okay, and you know, and that's not so abnormal. Bongos with brushes. We can,
you know,
we can handle it.
We can handle that.
Do you have an another song with Dawn's other instrument?
No, we definitely do.
Oh,
so,
Lordy, folks.
This...
See if you can figure out what this is.
Yeah, should we not say?
Don't tell them yet. Can you do that? Can we do that? Okay, and see if you can figure it out. And then we'll tell you afterwards. So what? Tell us about the song.
Yeah, this is a song I wrote called Guest. And also I think it's quite fitting. It's, just the idea of life being precious and just cherishing being present in the moment and the beauty of music, really, and life and friendship.
Nice.
Yeah. I am a guest here. I am just passing through. I could use a little time alone. I'd sure like some time with you. Time is a rhythm. You got yours and I've got mine. We can make our own seasons. We can make our own rhyme. Close my eyes, all I could see was green. She said, send your breath out to all the places you have never seen. And so I sow these seeds, I give them water and light to grow. And then I walk away and I act surprised when they bloom. Cause you never know, you never know. Waterfalls, it falls far. It falls far. If you dare to dive, don't you dream of diving out beyond where you are. Da 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 da. Shining too bright. You were like that shooting star that fell across the sky last night. I just wanna listen, let you send your songs across the crowd. I'll be the first one standing, I'll be the first one to sing along out loud. Do not fear the passing days and all that has not survived. There is life all around us, and this moment just arrived. Say your prayers for the sun. Greet the day with your chosen choir. There is music everywhere, so send your songs out across the wire. When the water falls, it falls far. It falls far. If you dare to dive, don't you dream of diving out beyond where you are.
Wow. This is fabulous. This is also your song.
Yeah.
When did you write these songs?
So that song is from my kind of most recent solo album that came out in 2011 called Morning Comes Too Soon. And then the other one I wrote, I haven't recorded it yet, and I think I wrote that in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those. Actually, both of, that's so funny, both of these songs, Ara and I, Ara is also an amazing songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
We call these songs gift songs because they come as a gift. They kind of come out intact, mm-hmm. and your job is just to find like the closest thing you can to write it down.
Okay, so you don't have to workshop these songs quite as
no.
much.
No, you really
new,
don't.
My new word.
Yeah, the rest of them you do, but these ones are like these little moments of gifts. So, yeah.
Well, that whole thing was a gift. Now, Dawn. Okay, folks, did you figure out what Dawn was playing? Anybody? Just think about it. We give you 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Okay, that's
everyone's
it.
In their cars and their houses yelling things out.
Yeah, right. We're sure you are. Dawn, what were you playing?
I was playing a typewriter.
Yes, sirree. He certainly was, but not just any typewriter.
It's a Tom Thumb, which is actually a children's typewriter, and it's made entirely of metal. I usually play a Smith Corona, so it took a little getting used to.
And Dawn, when was this typewriter made? Do you have any idea?
You know, I don't know, but I believe it was the late 50s and the early 60s, as far as I do know. I looked it up briefly online, mostly because I knew I'd need parts, because at a recent show, part of the fun of playing the typewriter is the return, because it has this sort of...
Oh, yeah.
But at a show recently, I returned it, and it flew across the stage.
Oops. I see.
It happened. It,
things happen, yes. So when did you start playing the typewriter, Dawn?
Well, I honestly started probably when I was 15, but quite honestly, I've been playing music professionally for about, I guess, 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably started playing typewriter in the middle of the first year, probably, because I just knew I had to.
So when you were 15, you were playing typewriter by typing up term papers and stuff?
No, actually, we tried to use it for things. I had no concept of compression as a child, so we would try throwing a typewriter to make a large boom sound. And, of course, the compression on a mic would just turn it into this. And we couldn't figure out, why isn't it loud? Because that's how brilliant I was at 15. But...
How long did a typewriter last when you were throwing it?
Well, it was an old Underwood. It held up really, really well.
Really?
But using them as instruments, not so much. They really aren't meant to be played hard over and over again, and the return jacked around.
Really? What a surprise.
Yeah, I know. Shocking, I know. Isn't it? No.
Well, it's delightful, and I was coming upon you in the rotunda out there was a treat. Starting with your hairdo, which is also a treat, folks. I'm not even going to try to describe it, except I'll tell you,
mohawk,
it sort of matches his green shirt.
That was not planned either. And I got here, like,
and his green typewriter.
Green typewriter, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, you're color coordinated. All right.
My jeans.
So how long has this group been, or where did you find these wonderful people?
I'm totally fortunate to have found both of them. And Ara, I met back in, I think, 2011, and she was singing as a part of a choir that was singing with Stephanie Schneiderman in Portland.
Yes.
And we met and just kind of instantly connected and recognized each other, and her voice is, as you can hear, incredible. Mm-hmm. She's one of the most incredible backup singers, but also one of the most amazing soloists and vocalists I think I might have ever heard. So I feel very fortunate to have her backing me, but her
solo voice is exceptional.
Lovely. Well, it's the combo is just, it's chilling. It's just beautiful.
No, I just love harmonies, and I love that Catherine loves harmony singing so much. She's always been so committed to the idea of harmony, sort of in life and in music, and really bringing so much harmony singing to her music, which I think is what makes it so magical. You
in
know?
Life as well.
Exactly.
Yes, that's the Catherine we know. Yep. But, Ara, do the two of you together create the harmonies, or do you...
I think Ara is just an intuitive harmony singer. Mm-hmm. So really, she just has kind of listened to the songs, and we kind of go back and forth.
So when
I've been working on an album this fall, and so has Ara. She's actually putting out an EP in the new year.
Well, we'll be getting it here at the stage.
Absolutely, you'll have a tour and a visit. But so we both take in turns, kind of singing harmonies and.
Nice.
On each other's stuff.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. And you develop a relationship in many ways. So, and then, Dawn, do you play percussion with other groups, or do you play other instruments, or what's your, besides typewriter?
I do. Yeah. My setup is the bongos are sort of like my snare and a tom. And then I have a djembe, which I really use as a kick drum. Oh. I also have a glockenspiel, and I have a number of... I have two accent cymbals and also a finger cymbal, and then I have a xylophone to my right. So I play mallets and drums simultaneously most of the time.
Do you? Is this a one-man show, or do you play?
No, I've been asked that, and I suppose I could do something like that, but it's really not where my heart is.
I met Don playing. He does a Monday night thing with Skip Von Kusky, the amazing cello player based in Portland, and they have a group called Groovy Wallpaper, and they're in residency at the Edgefield every Monday night, and then they bring in different soloists to join them. And so I met Don through that, and like the minute
we were like,
oh, I recognize,
oh my God,
I remember you.
Yes, yeah. So I mean, this has kind of been for me. It's been very dreamy because I wanted to play with her from that first week, and then we played again with her. Skip had her back, and I was just like, oh, dude, I need to play with her outside of this. He goes, fine, I understand. And so she called me, or she actually emailed me in November and said, I have all these dates. Could you do any of them? And I said, all of them.
That was great. That was his response.
So that was my response. So
I love
it. Fantastic.
I just have to say, I think it's appropriate that we just sang a song. You said, when I closed my eyes, all I could see was green.
Right.
And I'm sitting here looking at Dawn, and all I can see is green. It's a little prophetic.
Perhaps. Is this organic or what?
I know.
Is fantastic. Okay. So let's remind folks you're listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, coastradio.org. And my guests are Catherine Clare and Ara Lee and Dawn Henson. And together, the three of them will be playing tonight at the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach at 9 o'clock. And then Catherine... the workshop is just you.
Yeah, it's just me.
So again, this workshop, I'm going to run through it in case you tuned in late because I took the trouble to write this. I want to. Okay, you ready, folks? It's at 10 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center, the Peninsula Arts Center in Long Beach. And she will be teaching rhyme, meter, cadence, syntax, metaphor, along with chord progressions, melody, and harmony. And that's just the first hour. And then the second hour, everyone will get a chance to play and workshop your songs. So it sounds fabulous. And if you are interested and haven't signed up yet, give Catherine an email. Is that the best? Catherine Clare Arts.
Yes.
With an S.
With an S.
Okay. At gmail.com. And that's Catherine, KATHRYN, and Claire, CLAIRE. You're into the vowels. No, I get it. Okay. I get it. Okay. And then Saturday night, Catherine and Zach Borden, who is also playing tonight, the two of them will be playing at the Hoffman in Manzanita, which is just a charming place, a wonderful place to play, isn't it?
Oh, great. Yeah, and this is my third year playing the first weekend of January, I've done this show. It's become annual
now. Nice, nice. And there's a good audience in
fabulous
there as well. And that's at 7:30 tomorrow night. Tonight is 9, tomorrow night is 7:30, and just to sort of round things out, Sunday night at Fort George's at 8. Mm. Got it? Good.
And okay. Then I promise I'll go home.
Where is home these days?
Home is Portland,
oh,
Oregon.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Catherine started off, at least my, you know, that's why a lot of us know her, because she used to live in Cannon Beach,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Cannon yeah. Beach and Manzanita.
And Manzanita as well. And fortunately, she keeps coming back, like a good penny. There. Okay. Well, I think we have time for one more song.
Do you want to...
Or yeah, let's play this?
Yeah, okay. If you don't mind. Hot off the press, a cut from the new album I'm putting out. And it's actually, the album is a collection of covers of other people's songs. And I chose this one because it does feature Ara and Zach it. But I also picked this one because it's written by a songwriter named Caroline Keyes, and she plays in the group Stella Rondo.
Oh, yes.
And I met Caroline in Astoria.
Yes.
And I'm a huge fan of hers, and so I was very honored to record her song. So
great.
This is a little shout out to Stella Rondo.
And this is the album that is coming out. It's not out yet.
It's not out yet. Okay, it'll be coming out at the end of
this
February.
This is fabulous. We're getting a preview right here on Coast Community Radio. And then shall I say goodbye now? Is there anything else you want to tell us?
No. Thank you so much, Carol, for everything you do.
Thank you so much.
This has been delightful. And Ara, be sure to get us your music. And when you come through, we'll have you back on the air. And Catherine, you know you're always welcome. And Dawn, you too.
All right, fine.
Woohoo!
Skip and I are recording a new Groovy Wallpaper record right now, so I will make sure that you get that.
That's great. I love wallpaper. No, wait. No. Yeah, doesn't sound right, does it now? But next time you come, perhaps you'll choose another color. Who knows?
I might. I may. This is only new for like the last 3 days. Before this, it was blue.
Yes.
Okay. Well, great. We'll look forward to it. Catherine Clare with Ara Lee and Dawn Henson, and here is their song.
Your breath along my back, I can't deny its touch. It slips between my shoulder blades. I will not sleep inside these arms. Plaster crumbles from the wall. The bedspread catches my hangnail. On our way to your girlfriend's house, I will not sleep inside these arms. Oh, 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 oh. Light jerks above the door. I've arrived at this same spot before. One bed, two bodies, a long way from home. I will not sleep inside these arms. Payphone ringing down. It is cupped by filthy chrome, just the way a lover once cupped my jaw. I will not sleep inside these arms. Mm-hmm. Hold my hand on icy roads, the corners all turn. Tap this out upon your palm. I will not sleep inside these arms. I tap this out upon your palm. I will not sleep inside these arms. I will not sleep inside these arms. Thank you.
And that's Catherine Clare with Ara Lee and Don Henson, and who knows who else will be getting the CD when it comes out. We know that for sure. And you are listening to Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, wishing everybody a good new year. And a smart new year, and an activist new year. And one of my favorite ways to be an activist is, of course, right here in the arts, in our region. And we have, it's just so rich. We are so rich. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And right now I have folks from the North Coast Printmakers Collective. Did I get that right?
Okay.
Absolutely. We're going to need your Kirsten. Yeah. Okay, good. And this is three of the, how many people in the collective?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, there are about 15 people in the collective. Not everybody participates in each show that we do. So I think there are 11 artists participating in this
upcoming show. Is that by choice or? No, hold on. Okay. First, let me back up and let me tell folks. Next weekend is, this weekend is Seaside's Art Walk, and the galleries in Seaside will be showing off. And next weekend, Saturday night, is the Astoria Second Saturday Art Walk. And so I have two galleries represented here right now, and this should be one of these mathematical puzzles. I have three people and four sets of art. So at the River Sea Gallery in Astoria, we have the North Coast Printmakers, and there's another part of that show as well. Who's got the information on that? You have it there?
We all kind of do.
Okay, you can just pitch in and tell folks. It's kind of it's all printmaking, but it's kind of two parts. Is that
right? Right. So the artist Nicole Rollins, she juried the portion of the collective's work, which will take a certain amount of space at the River Sea, but then she also curated work of many of her colleagues more in the Portland area. And
she is from Portland, is that?
Yep, she's from Portland. She's she teaches at the Multnomah Art Center.
Ah, okay.
These artists that she curated, they all kind of excel in different techniques in the universe that we call printmaking, you know, mezzotint, sheen collet, etching, screen print.
Go ahead.
Pretty much everything you can imagine. There's somebody that's mastered it.
Wait, so, Sterling, back up a second. Most of us can't even imagine it because we never heard of these things, including me. Some of those words you just said.
Right. Well, they're very they're all so different, but the similar thread is through all of them is that most of them are it's this idea of creating multiple originals. So you're creating multiples of something, but each one has a touch of originality to it. You know, embossing of the paper. There's a human element to everything, but I mean, some of these techniques I hadn't even heard of, you know, I mean, until recently, like, because they're so, some of them are very,
esoteric.
Yeah. Like spit bite. It's like, you wonder what that means. Actually. Yeah. People are using their spit in order to, create a certain quality of a print. So, it's pretty interesting, but I think there's, probably 20 artists that she curated from her more colleagues that she knows. So I think there's, I think that makes like 35, 40 artists or something. So
with the two shows together.
So it'll be pretty much enough printmaking to satisfy you for a little while.
It sounds like it. Although if you, and we're going to do this a little separately, but if you want to see even more and focused, you get to go one street away to the Temple Gallery. Mm-hmm. And one of my guests, Elizabeth Bond Zimmerman, is the featured artist at the Temple Gallery. But you're also one of the North Coast printmakers.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you're doing double duty this weekend.
Yeah, be real busy back and forth. But it's real exciting that it came down that way.
So. Yeah. I love that. Just a huge focus on printmaking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my third guest is Kirsten Horning. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Carol. Thank you for inviting us on.
You bet. And all three of these people have been here before. Mm-hmm. I forgot to hit those last. We had two radio virgins on the last group. None here. These are all experienced, although one of them is very young, but still. His mother even was on last week. I'm telling you, this is a really a real community of artists. It's quite wonderful. Mm-hmm. So when you mention those things, Sterling, the different forms of printmaking, tell me, for example, Kirsten, what I was not aware of this, that there were all these different ways. What how would you describe your work?
Well,
or your methodology.
What I usually do is woodblock, which is a method of relief printmaking, where the surface of the plate or the block or whatever is the one that receives the ink and then creates the image on the paper.
Okay.
And this time I combined it with monoprint, which is a planographic method of printmaking, which means you have a flat, clear plexiglass plate and you apply ink to the plate with rollers and fingers and cloth and what have you to create a unique surface, and then you run a piece of paper on top of that, and that goes through the press.
How do you combine the two processes? Or are you saying these are two different things you're doing in different works?
No, well, they're combined in that the background or the mono type goes through the press first, and then the woodblock goes on top of that background.
Nice. Now, you started by, and you all were saying yes to this, the idea of printmaking is that you make multiple images. But, Sterling, I did hear you say that each one has the human touch on it, and it sounds to me, when you say the word mono anything, that's a one.
It's a unique image.
One of a kind.
Right. So how, is the print part the wood block, and each time you have to redo the background on the plate, or what?
With the method that I'm using, yes. Each background has to be created separately. And so it has different colors, different textures.
But the wood block would be the same.
But the wood block part of it remains the same.
So will you be showing multiple of one image, or do you just have one piece? And if someone says, I love it, and someone else says, I do too, it's like, sorry, only one.
Right, there's only one image. And for this show, I'll be exhibiting two different woodblock prints on various backgrounds. So,
where do you do your wood carving?
You know, the thing about woodblock is that for a lot of it, you can do it on a park bench, you can do it in your kitchen, you can do it in a studio space.
You have special tools.
You have special tools, very sharp knives, and you create an image and carve away the parts, like a sculpture. You carve away the parts of it that
but you
don't
can carry
belong.
It around with you, which is nice.
That's right.
That's good. But then the actual printing has to be done with the printing press. No,
it doesn't.
Okay.
I personally do it that way, but it can be done by hand rubbing the back of the paper to create that friction so that the paper can receive the ink.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
The press is kind of for convenience's sake, for more of production of multiple prints.
So tell us, Sterling, what you're going to be doing for this show. What form of printmaking?
For this show, I have two relatively small reduction linoleum cut prints. So it's kind of like Kirsten's work. It's carving away the negative space and then printing, but they're colorful. They're kind of... They've got a block print. It's just a certain quality of an image. It's kind of, I can't, it's like the descriptive words I use is like chunky and graphic and edgy. And there's no subtle like painterly things going on. So that's one, that's two pieces in the show. And then this other one, which I'm pretty excited about is, I actually took a woodcut of a mountain and I printed one of them. I made one print from this carving, and then I cut the block with a bandsaw and then assembled it into a new way that it actually looks like it looks like this other landscape. So yeah, it's going to be the print and then the assemblage of the original block, which is interesting because when you see like prints, you don't really know where it came from. I mean, I know I didn't. It's like, what is it? What is intaglio? You know, it mm-hmm. sounds like a type of cheese or something. Yeah. right. But when you actually see where it came from, it's like, I think it might make the connection for people like, oh, that's how it must work. So.
Wow. Neat. And how big is a piece is that then?
The block itself was 12 by 14 inches. Okay. But once you assemble it in a different way, it kind of doubles in width. But
boy, I can't wait to see this. This is still you're doing a good job on describing, but it's still a curiosity. And I do want to mention now, is your astrology work still up mm-hmm. at Kala?
Yep.
Okay.
Astrology show will be up for the January art walk at Kala, and also I have work at the Fort George Lovell showroom.
Oh, at the Lovell Room.
Yeah. So definitely.
Is that
make all the pit stops?
That's
on
not
our
up
walk.
Yet, though. That's going up.
Today is actually the day. So
okay, good. Because I was there last night.
Yeah, it was
for the acidification of the ocean.
Right, I was there too.
Which wasn't anywhere near as fun as your art's going to be, I'm sure. But it was. I mean,
it was more educational, but
very
different
educational,
side of the brain,
and so. Very important too. But but I didn't see your work there. So okay. Oh my goodness.
So much to cover.
Well, so we have three galleries that Sterling is representing today, and Kirsten, you're just in one.
I'm
this
just
time.
In Riversea this time.
Mm-hmm. My, I don't know. And now I'll come over to Elizabeth Bond Zimmerman, who is part of the North Coast Printmakers.
Yes.
And let me ask you, why, since each of you does your own work, and did you all study at the college, by the way?
Yes,
we did.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the common bond with everybody in the collective is we had some mm-hmm. history of studio time up at Clatsop Community
and
College.
And who was your teacher?
Who was that guy?
Royal Nebaker.
So
our fearless leader.
We want to send this show out to Royal and to his family.
Yes.
For healing and joy in the new year. And with gratitude for all the gifts that you've given our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I was going to ask first, since you do your own work, I'll let you answer this one. Why join a collective? What's the advantage? Or,
well, just the support is the first thing. And you get a lot of benefit from feedback and critiques with everyone. And to see what other people are doing, that's always exciting and can spark your own creativity. And now we've been in, two shows, and Riversea is the third, and there'll be one more that we know of that's booked, so we can show together, and that's a wonderful plus.
Well, it's lovely for the audience, I must say. It's very exciting, and especially when you all show up, or many of you do, and we can ask you, what is this? How did you do it? I'm learning so much right here and now, but
We get to share our secrets.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I mean, the artist is an isolated occupation, so it's kind of nice to actually have people, there's a dialogue of, mm-hmm. what are you doing? Oh, well, it'd be interesting to incorporate that in what's something I'm doing.
Right, and this is the beauty, is the cooperation as opposed to the competition, is people are cooperating here and learning from one another. Yeah.
Totally.
Which is terrific.
Yeah. That's right.
So, Elizabeth, what are you doing at Tempo now? How many pieces do you have in Riversuit?
I have two.
Okay.
And they're nature prints, which is more like a monoprint. You could call it a monoprint, only it uses plant material as the image making part.
Do
and also fabrics and different things.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I thought I was going to ask you, do you, you know, like lay the fern on the thing? And then you said fabrics, and I went, wait, that was last week with Bonnie and Jessica. So what do you mean?
Well, you ink the plexiglass plate, mm-hmm. put it full of ink, and then you press different things into it, like leaves and fabric and maybe some other texture that you like there. And then you can run that through the press, and you get one image with a lot of sort of blanks where the pieces were. Then you can lift all of those pieces up and put it down on another sheet of paper with the ink side down and run it through the press, and you get an interesting image that echoes the first. And then the third thing you can do is just run the existing plate through with another piece of paper, and you get all of the parts, no empty spaces, and that in itself is often quite beautiful.
Mm. Now, when I tried to reach you today, you were in your studio. What does that mean?
I don't have a phone. I don't have anything in my studio. And I forgot my phone. I left my phone.
So you have
how
your
convenient.
Cell phone. Your own studio. How convenient. Exactly. Peace and quiet so you can focus. So you have your own studio on the Washington side.
Yes,
that you live.
I do.
And you do most of your work there now?
I do. I come over here for critiques and see what other people are doing and just camaraderie, but most of my work is done there.
Well, and the Tempo Gallery is also a collective, isn't it?
It is.
So what are you going to be showing? Showing there, you are again. Tempo Gallery is part of Art Walk as well, and that's on Commercial, also one block east of Riversea. So I guess it's between 12th and 14th or something like that.
It's next door to Old Town Framing and down the street from Penny's.
I love this. Do we have addresses? Hello. people just park your car and start walking around.
You'll find it.
I'm sure that that the Old Town Framing will have art as well, as they always do. And they're a nice big shop that you can find.
Yes, ours is kind of narrow on the street, but it goes way back.
It does. And it's also the Astoria Music Festival office.
Yes, we share with them.
Which is how it became Tempo. I love that. That was very clever. So what are we going to be seeing there of yours?
I'll be showing something similar to what Kristen described with a sheet that's mine are all monoprints, different colors, different textures, of course. But I've printed them with a collagraph, which is an embossed plate that you, instead of cutting into, you build up with various materials. So they came out pretty well. I was real happy.
Good.
I'll have a number of them up and some others in the bin, I hope. Everybody comes there as well as Riversea. And I'm also in the show down in Cannon Beach. I just found out before I came in. So.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah,
the one that's opening on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Well, now there you forget it. Oh no, that's this weekend though.
Yeah,
so
it's
you can
tomorrow.
Not the same weekend.
Well, I was going to say you can go from Tempo to Riversea, but you cannot go from Tempo to Cannon Beach in one night. But the Cannon Beach Gallery opening is tomorrow night, and that is called The Six Senses, and it's from 5 to 7. Oh, that'll be great fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on being the featured artist. And I don't know how many artists involved in Tempo Gallery at this point.
Right now there's, there's 10.
Okay.
And it changes a little bit as time goes on, and the gallery will be closed for most of the month, but we'll be open for the second Saturday and the day before and the day after.
Okay. So. And it's in the Tempo Gallery. Well, many of the galleries here have quite a bit of diversity in the art. Mm-hmm. What's amazing about Tempo is that it's like a 5 foot wide on the street. It looks more, huh? You're stretched. That's only 3 feet. What do you mean? But it goes way back. And the artists, again, are extremely diverse in their work. So it's all of these are really delightful to go through. So again, now that's not tomorrow night. That is a week from tomorrow night is the second Saturday Art Walk. And do you want to, no, sorry. Folks, you're just going to have to join us because it's almost time for us to close. But my guests are Sterling Gorsuch, Kirsten Horning, and Elizabeth Bon Zimmerman, all part of the North Coast Printmakers Collective, which is showing at River Sea Gallery on Saturday night, January 11th. And then Elizabeth is the featured artist at Tempo. Sterling has his work at Kala. And where else did you say?
The Fort George Lovell Room.
And the Fort George Lovell Room. So be sure to turn out and enjoy all of the wonderful art in this area. Thank you so much
for coming in.
Really,
this was
great.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Okay. And experience all the other wonderful printmakers in our area. And again, a big thank you to Royal Nebaker, who he made a revolution of printmakers in our area, and for that we are very, very thankful. So I have a little music of John Stoll's, and I'm going to put that on here. And John is a jazz guitarist, and he's going to be at the Bay City Arts Center tomorrow, and he's also giving a workshop. This is in jazz guitar for all ages from 1 to 3. Ha! Huh. You can catch both guitar workshops. Catherine's in the morning and John's from 1 to 3. And then he is doing a concert at 7 o'clock in the evening, and the Jerudic brothers are going to be joining. Let's see, that's tonight. Jerudic brothers are joining John at the Cannon Beach History Center tonight at 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow night he'll be doing the concert, possibly solo, I never know. Tonight, remember Catherine Clare and my guests Ara Lee and Don Henson at the Adrift. Also, the Adrift is on Saturday, and Sunday is Western Haunts. Monday and Tuesday, Sweethearts. And Wednesday, Will Kimbrough. And then Thursday is Moody Little Sister, a.k.a. Naomi Hooley. That's Thursday and Friday at the Adrift. Boy, they have music every night these days. Bay City Arts Center is having a member art show. That's all of their members are showing. That's opening tonight from 5 to 7. And then Tomasian and Maggie at Sweet Basil's, which Sweet Basil's also on Sunday has Brian Johnstone. Wednesday, the Coconuts. Thursday, Dallas Williams. Tom Trudell tonight at the Shelburne. Saturday is Jennifer Goodenberger. Tuesday and Thursday, Brian O'Connor. Wednesday, George Coleman. And the Sand Trap is featuring Tommy Tutone tonight. Folks, do we have music or what? Saturday, the NCRD Gallery is opening from 2 to 4. It's a show from the Center for Contemplative Arts, Meditation and Painting. And then there's a Labyrinth Walk. That's on Sunday, I believe, from 3 to 6. And then Cannon Beach Gallery, as we said, The Sixth Senses, 5 to 7. Astor Street Opry auditions for Adventures of Beatrix Potter. Tappa in Tillamook auditions Saturday and Sunday for A Little Murder Never Hurt Anyone. I don't agree. Seaside, but they do great shows there. And then Seaside Art Walk, including the Fairweather House and Garden. Sunday, Astoria International Film Festival, Alfred Hitchcock, Notorious, 2 o'clock at the Liberty, Fort George featuring Catherine. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, let's see. Peninsula Playa auditions on Tuesday for Camelot, and the Maritime Museum 8-week series on maritime history. Next Thursday is Floating Glass Balls, Moody Little Sister, and Basin Street. And next Friday is Rain Magazine is done. You better get your stuff in there. Hey, thanks for listening, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, CoastRadio.org. This is Carol signing off. Stay tuned.